SBS Radio.
Lydia Thorpe says we are nowhere near a treaty in any state in Australia. Warning about sexual assault by children against other children during Child Protection Week. And Home Affairs Minister says Tamil asylum seeker not genuine refugees. Treaty Year, Not the Song, is the name of a panel discussion scheduled to take place during the Black and Bright First Nations Writers Festival. A selection of Black writers and thinkers, including Uncle Jim Everett, Ali Kobi Ackerman, Marie Monkana, and Ellen Van Neven, will talk about how they see the progress of the treaty process in Victoria, the state with the most advanced treaty process in the country. The discussion will be moderated by Lydia Thorpe, the first Aboriginal woman elected to Victorian Parliament. And leading up to this event, we caught up with Lydia Thorpe. She warns that we are nowhere near a treaty in any state in Australia. Lydia Thorpe also highlights the flaws in the ongoing treaty process in Victoria.
We are very, very far from anything that looks like a treaty anywhere in this country. Yes, we've got a couple of Labor state governments who are going down a treaty pathway. Mm. However, it's not the desirable pathway that many, many grassroots clans and nations agree with, due to the fact that these state governments are choosing who are at the table and who start with this conversation. So ultimately what it's doing already is disenfranchising many of our grassroots people and choosing captain's picks to have the voice for our people.
The Black and Bright Festival, First Nations Writers Festival, will take place between the 5th and the 8th of September in Melbourne. And this week, from September 1 to the September the 7th, is National Child Protection Week. This annual campaign is held each year across Australia to raise awareness of child abuse prevention. The aim is to raise the profile of all issues connected with child protection, in particular protecting children from sexual exploitation. During this week, Child Protection Week, Dr. Katrina Lines, Executive Director of Services with Act for Kids, says her organization wants to raise awareness about the less talked about phenomenon of sexual violence committed by children on other children. And this is a type of abuse that constitutes one in four cases of sexual violence.
About one in four cases of child sexual abuse is actually peer-on-peer sexual abuse. So kids abusing other kids, so older kids in particular abusing younger kids. But what we did was look at why that might be happening and ask people, and it's actually a really complex problem because kids may have been sexually abused themselves, or they might be living in domestic and family violence situations and a whole host of things.
And more about the Child Protection Week coming up in the program. And for people living in remote communities, availability of mental health treatment is very scarce, and it is even worse for Indigenous people living in remote areas. A new study reveals that the number of mental health patients flown by the Royal Flying Doctors Society has tripled between 2014 and 2017. And the majority of airlifted patients are flown to be treated for serious mental health conditions. And according to this study, the average distance patients had to travel was about 406 kilometres, but trips could reach about 2,000 kilometres. Far northwestern Australia is one of the most affected regions. This region is also sadly famous for the highest number of children and young people committing suicide. Curtin University student Nikki McKenzie from Derby is one of five recipients of the inaugural Dr. Tracy Westerman Aboriginal Psychology Specialist Scholarships. She will become one of the region's first locally based Indigenous psychologists when she finishes her studies. She is currently in her second year of a bachelor's degree in psychology. Following an unrelated study, another Indigenous psychologist and academic, Dr. Michael Wright, told NITV Radio earlier this year that early diagnostic of mental health is crucial.
Because we know from the research that's already been conducted that if people present early, if they have any mental health issues, then there are better outcomes. But sadly, what's happening is that we have young people presenting later, if they present at all, and the consequences have been dire, as we know.
Former New South Wales Labor MP Ernest Wong is set to continue giving evidence at a Sydney anti-corruption inquiry into a potential illegal donation. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is examining whether Wang Xiangmo was the true source of $100,000 said to be donated by 12 people from a 2015 Chinese Friends of Labor dinner. As a property developer, Mr. Wang was prohibited by law from making donations to New South Wales political parties. The inquiry has had Mr. Wang sat at the table with then federal and state leaders Bill Shorten and Luke Foley. A Tamil asylum seeker family in an Australian detention centre on Christmas Island is waiting to find out if a court will allow them to stay. Priya, her husband Nandesa Lingam, and their two Australian-born children were taken to the island over the weekend with their solicitor, due back in the federal court in regards to the family's possible deportation. The federal court extended an interim injunction until Wednesday after lawyers argued the youngest child had not been assessed for a protection visa. Over the weekend, thousands of people rallied across the country demanding the family be saved from deportation, including this woman in Sydney.
I'm hoping that the government will be able to see that the community wants them to stay and that they have contributed to our community. The Bilawela community want them to stay.
The family had been held at a Darwin military base after a temporary injunction thwarted their deportation from Melbourne to Sri Lanka last week. And Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says supporters of the Tamil family fighting their deportation from Australia have made false claims. Mr. Dutton has defended the government's decision to deport the family, adding the Tamil family's case was completely without merit in terms of their claim to be refugees.
They've been to every court, right up to the High Court. They've been told that they're not refugees. Now, I understand the compassion shown by many, but we have to look at this case on its merit. There's no indication at all that's been given to this family, including before they had children, that they would ever settle in this country.
Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of the US Open doubles, bringing an end to his 2019 Grand Slam season. Kyrgios and Marius Copil were scheduled to play Jürgen Melzer and Oliver Marak in the second round on Sunday, but the Australian number one withdrew citing an elbow injury. The Australian will now await the outcome of two separate ATP investigations into his conduct in Cincinnati and New York over the past 3 weeks. He faces potential bans of up to 12 months for two offences. And that's all for the news.
sbs.com.au